Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, on the morning after the draft. Morning to you, Travis.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, Trav. I know last night, you know, you had to do a couple fist pumps. You know, getting the guy you wanted. There was a little bit of excitement. You can get excited now, Trav. You know, the draft is over.
Time will tell whether we're smart or dumb, isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's funny. I was talking about this morning. You've kind of stayed in the same vein when it comes to some of these young players. But when you look at the way that this team could potentially be constructed, you have to feel good about that, being that you've only been here for a little bit of time. And it looks like right now on paper that you could probably have a pretty exciting young squad.
I said it last night. This is my third draft here, and we feel lucky. We spent really the last 2 years trying to accumulate a bunch of assets so we could get aggressive in the draft. And last night we were able to use the assets that we've collected over the last couple of years to make transactions to go up and get guys that we really thought would be great fits with the players that we have here. And that's what we did last night. And as you mentioned, some of those transactions can't take place until July because of the system the league has in place. But, you know, the one guy that we can talk about is Cam. And, you know, we kind of made a bet that we might be able to get him at 10. And so we rolled the dice on that, and we got lucky, and he was there, and we were extremely excited about it.
That was the fist pump moment, John Fricky, right there. When he pumped, I could see Trav pump like, yeah, I could see that.
When
right
the Hutch and Murray everything came done? Oh, yeah. We're joined by Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. There's been a lot of talk about Cam Reddish. There's no middle ground on this young man. Tell me what you really like about him and what you project him out to be.
Oh, what we really like about him, he's a basketball player, John. We say all the time, where, you know, we're looking for, you know, skilled guys, multi-positional guys. Like he literally played point guard coming up through the high school ranks. And, you know, this year at Duke, he goes to the three. He's 6'8", with a 7-foot wingspan. He obviously can handle. He's a really good passer. And, you know, even though he didn't have a great year this past year shooting the ball at Duke, statistically, you know, he projects out to be a very good shooter in the NBA. He's obviously going to get a lot better. The great kids, great family. And obviously, you know, being at Duke has a great pedigree, been around great coaches. So, you know, we are extremely excited that he was still there at the 10th pick.
You know what, Trav, that's something that you've said and you've stayed true to since we've been talking that kind of sticks out to me. You know, it's all about the kids that project to be good NBA players. But not only that, you look at them and see them being more than, you know, just a guy that got drafted. Is that the same way that you see a Cam Reddish? And do you feel like because he played with Zion Williams, that kind of took a back seat because Zion got all the pub at Duke?
Yeah, and you know, that's hard for a kid. You know, Cam came in. I mean, every team he's been on, just like all these kids that make it to the NBA, he's the best player on this team. And then when you go to Duke and, you know, what happened with Zion, you know, he rolled with it. You know, he didn't get upset. He rolled with it. He was happy for Zion. You know, he played his role. And so when you get a kid who's extremely talented like Cam but has the personality that's willing to fit in and do what's best for the team, you know, those are the kind of guys we're looking for.
Travis Schlenk, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Travis Schlenk joining us, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, day after the NBA draft. Travis, I want to go back to the lottery the lottery ball night in Chicago. Once you get through that, this is a two-part question. Did you expect, was it your game plan, and did you expect to, by today, this morning, have made five picks through the NBA draft, and did it generally turn out as you expected, or was it a bit of a surprise to you how it fell?
Well, going into it, we obviously knew that we had a bunch of picks. We knew that we probably didn't want to add that many rookies to the roster, so we knew that there were going to be a lot of transactions taking place. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we made the gamble that we could consolidate some of those picks to get guys we wanted. And we got lucky, and those guys that we wanted were there in the spots that we kind of anticipated they might be.
Is it really luck, or Travis, when you kind of map this out, I mean, you got a plan, right?
I mean, John, I'm not smart enough to get to all this stuff right. There's got to be luck involved.
Yeah, we're beginning to think, Travis, you are smart enough.
You're the guru. You got to be the guru. Feel like you're a little bit of a guru.
Please tell us you are, because that's what fans are saying this morning. And Travis, we trust. I mean,
next year they'll be saying, "Well, who is this buffoon?"
Well, I don't know about that. Your track record's been pretty darn strong.
No, but you got to respect that about Trav, because you keep it in perspective, and that's the thing, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, you've seen some of the things that people have said about the Hawks draft this year, and I guess to keep it in perspective, you have to go back and look at what people said about the Hawks draft last year to kind of help you get grounded. Do you do a little bit of that as well?
I don't go back and look and see what people said, but I do know that because I've been around for 40-plus years in this world, they only care about what you did last night. They're not worried about what you did last year.
This is true. This is true.
We mess up tomorrow. We're buffoons. People think we're good today. Great. We'll take it. But you're only as good as your last play, as they say, or last transaction.
Well, people are tweeting this morning all over the place in many different ways. We have Travis Schlenk joining us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Travis, now that we can talk about the one player we can talk about, of course, is Cam Reddish, that means the Luka Doncic trade is done. Trae Young and Cam Reddish for Luka Doncic. Are you pretty happy as it all turns out?
I'm glad we can be done with that. Listen, I've said it before. I think it was a good trade for both teams. Both teams got what they're looking for. We feel like we have two really good players. You know, Dallas got a really good player. So I think it worked out for both teams.
Travis Schlenk report brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Let's expand this out and talk with the Hawks general manager. Any surprises that jump out at you, things you can talk about the NBA draft last night, or did it go, setting your team aside, and you, Travis, was there anything that surprised you last night, or did it go kind of like to the form you thought it might go when you put up your board?
Well, no, there were certainly surprises. We talked about it, throughout this whole process. Last night was, for lack of a better term, a really flat draft. You know, obviously everyone knew who the first few picks were going to be. But then, as we talked about, there were going to be some teams that would have guys rated really, really high, and other teams were going to have those guys in the 30s. And that's what we saw last night. There are a few surprises, but it doesn't mean they were bad choices. It's just, you know, the talent level of this draft was really, really flat. So if you liked a guy, you felt like maybe you could get him anywhere. You saw that last night. There were guys that, you know, one of my favorite things about last night was the Cam Johnson pick from North Carolina, and his teammate, when he got drafted 11th, was on the stand, Kobe White, his reaction to that pick. It doesn't mean it was a bad pick. You know, we had him rated, I think, 20th on our board, and he went 11th, so this is not like any sort of surprise he went in the first round. But, you know, all the draft experts and all the stuff you saw on websites, you know, you saw him in the 30s. So it's just what the draft was this year.
We, of course, now enter Travis Schlenk into free agency here. I know that you're going to be – we understand where you stand in terms of free agency. It's probably not going to happen that much. But just generally and broadly in free agency, do you expect that, you know, given the injuries that the two studs at Golden State have, do you expect this is going to be with all the big names, Kemba Walker and Kawhi Leonard and even KD and Clay, even though they're injured, that this is going to be a wild free agency period in the NBA?
I think it's already been wild, right? You know, the fact that we've had the injuries, there's been reports of deals already been done, 2 weeks before you're allowed to. I think that's a real issue we have in this league right now, is how the league is going to react to all these reported deals that are already done. You know, nothing's supposed to happen until, you know, 6 o'clock on June 30th. And, you know, we all get on the internet and we read about all these guys already have their deals at all these places. It's really going to be interesting to see how the league handles all this stuff. I think if all the reports are true that have been reported of all these guys going certain places, is you've seen all these teams create all this cap space, and because of maybe the injury to KD and Clay, there's not going to be a ton of movement. So you're going to see a ton of teams out there with cap space who aren't going to be able to get into the game and get guys they thought they had a chance at. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to go early and use some cap space to pick up future assets and take on some money, because I think there's going to be a bunch of teams that have money that are going to be in the market of trying to collect assets. And there's just not going to be that. It's going to be a seller's market when it comes to trying to get off money, because there's going to be a lot of teams looking to do it.
You know, Trav, just getting back to the draft a little bit, and, you know, congratulate you for that. Cam Reddish. Now, you know, every team has different places where they have guys rated and everything. Where did you have Cam Reddish rated on your draft board?
We had him inside our top 10. You know, I actually went back with our staff yesterday afternoon when we were kind of coming up with our game plan for the night, and said, you know, where do we have the guys we're looking for? And Cam in particular, we had ranked inside the top five all year long. So when we kind of felt like we had a shot to get him at 10, if we went down this certain path, it made a pretty easy decision for us to give it a shot.
Hey, Travis, you know, I again...
They're picking up the trash on my street here. I apologize.
Yeah, and what kind of a bird is that anyway?
It's a chirpy bird.
Chirpy bird.
He was talking about, he heard the bird in the background, and he was wondering what kind of bird that was making all that noise.
I don't know what it was.
Hey,
yeah,
Travis.
Like he's not a bird. He don't got time to be watching birds, man.
Travis, let you and I be the first to congratulate you. I know you're limited on what you could talk about, but by all accounts, was an A-plus kind of night, and congratulations on a great draft.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.